Forgotten and Forgiven. Anonymous. As I sat perched in the second floor window of our brick schoolhouse that afternoon, my heart began to sink further with each passing car. This was a day I'd looked forward to for weeks. Miss Pace's fourth grade end of the year party. Miss Pace had kept a running countdown on the blackboard all that week, and our class of 9-year-olds had bordered on insurrection by the time the much-anticipated Party Friday had arrived. I had happily volunteered my mother when Miss Pace requested cookie volunteers. Mom's chocolate chips reigned supreme on our block, and I knew they'd be a hit with my classmates. But 2 o'clock passed, and there was no sign of her. Most of the other mothers had already come and gone, dropping off their offerings of punch and crackers, chips, cupcakes, and brownies. My mother was missing in action.
"Don't worry, Robbie. She'll be along soon," Miss Pace said as I gazed forlornly down at the street.
I looked at the wall clock just in time to see its black minute hand shift to 1:30. Around me, the noisy party raged on. But I wouldn't budge from my window watchpost. Miss Pace did her best to coax me away, but I stayed out, holding out hope that the familiar family car would round the corner, carrying my rightfully embarrassed mother with a tin of her famous cookies tucked under her arm. The 3 o'clock bell soon jolted me from my thoughts, and I dejectedly grabbed my book bag from my desk and shuffled out the door for home. On the 4-block walk to our house, I plotted my revenge. I would slam the front door upon entering, refuse to return her hug when she would rush over to me, and vow never to speak to her again.